Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
It is Tuesday afternoon, just after 1 o'clock, and hello, welcome to Swing Time here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. As usual, I'm John Yule, and Michael Coates will be along with the second hour of the programme in just under an hour's time. Good afternoon, everyone, and it is a good afternoon, I think it goes without saying. I think you'll all be outside in the deck chair, loaded up with plenty of ice cream, ice cubes, water, and I think if I were you, I'd hold the Bovril this afternoon. We began with the Tough Baritones, the late Ronnie Kerber, and the very much still with us, Gary Smulin. One of the less tall saxophonists to hold a baritone is Gary. And that came from the album recorded in 2019 and released in 2021 on the excellent Danish label Steeplechase. It was called the Tough Baritones, that's the name of the album. And with Ronnie and Gary, we also heard from Gary Varsays on the piano, Jay Anderson on the drums, Jerry Anderson on the bass and Jason Tillman on the drums. And that was Ronnie Kerber's own composition that we heard. It's called Intervals. Now to what I rate as one of the classic vocal albums. Here's to Life from the incomparable Shirley Horn. And arranged by Johnny Mandel, who also wrote the upcoming song along with Alan and Marilyn Bergman. And the song was originally recorded, I think, by Michael Feinstein. Here we go then with Where Do You Start? With Shirley Horn on vocal and piano.
Bits of memory scattered here and there. I look around and don't know where to start. Which books are yours? Which tapes and dreams belong to you? Our lives are tangled like the branches of a vine that intertwine. So many habits that we'll have to break, and yesterdays we'll have to take apart. One day there'll be a song or something in the air again to catch me by surprise, and you'll be there again. A moment in what might have been. Where do you start? Do you allow yourself a little time to cry? Or do you close your eyes and kiss it all goodbye? I guess you try, And though I don't know where and don't know when I'll find myself in love again, I promise there will always be a little place no one will see, a tiny part deep in my heart that stays in love with you.
Impeccable, Shirley Horn. I've recently played a track, a couple of tracks actually, from the new double CD from Mike Ladon's Groover Quartet. This release features two live recordings made 20 years apart. I've previously featured the more recent gig from 2024, so here is the earlier recording made on the 17th and the 18th of September 2004 at sadly a venue that is no longer open, and that's Corey Weed's Cellar Jazz Club in Vancouver. As ever, we hear from Mike Ladon on the Hammond B3, Eric Alexander on tenor, Peter Bernstein on guitar, Joe Farnsworth on drums. This is a Victor Young composition, written for the 1949 film of Samson and Delilah, but which became something of a favourite choice for jazz musicians in the 1950s. So I am, of course, talking about the number called Delilah, and this double CD, which has joint titles. This particular disc is called You'll See.
Thank you.
This is Swing Time on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, with me, your host, John Yule. For the first hour of the show, anyway, Michael Coates will be along a little bit later on. Joe Farnsworth was on the last track on drums, and he stays behind the drum kit now for our next offering. Joe is the leader here on an album called Time to Swing, recorded at Sear Sounds in New York, the 17th of December 2019. From a composition, this is a composition which was written back in 1939 for the musical Swingin' the Dream, written by Jimmy Van Heusen and Eddie DeLange. And the track is, in actual fact, Down That Dream, a very familiar ballad in later life. It's recorded here as a feature for Winter Marsalis on trumpet, with Kenny Barron making his weekly appearance on Swing Time on piano, and Peter Washington on bass, and, as already noted, the leader of the group, Joe Farnsworth, on drums.
Thank you.
I think it goes without saying that was excellent playing by Wynton Marsalis. I don't think I have featured the outstanding singer Joyce Breach since paying tribute to her after her passing last year. So here is another track from her excellent album Real Songs, in which she demonstrates her exploratory skills in unearthing some of the less familiar songs from Hollywood history. Did I Remember was composed by Walter Donaldson and Harold Adamson for the 1936 film Susie, starring Jean Harlow, Franchio Tone and Cary Grant. And despite that, the song somehow manages to survive. This particular version was recorded at the Acoustic Studios in Brooklyn in 1999. Randy Reinhardt is on the trumpet, Scott Robinson on tenor, Keith Ingham is the pianist and musical director, Murray Wall is on bass and Steve Little is on drums and, of course, on vocals, Joyce Breach.
The night was filled with sweet surrender. I had a million things to say. We shared the moon in all its splendor. You pressed your lips to mine, and by the way, did I remember to tell you I adore you, and I am living for you alone? To say I'm lost without you, and just how mad about you I've grown. You were in my arms, and that was all I knew. We were alone, we two. What did I say to you? Did I remember to tell you I adore you and pray forevermore. You are mine.
Time for the gig guide this week on Swing Time, and we begin tonight at the Farm Road Social Club, an 8:30 start for the Keith Peters Big Band, who are promising us a selection of cheerful numbers, which I think the weather probably has made us a bit more cheerful than we've generally been in recent times. Jazz at the Lescar is back on at Wednesday this week, the 27th. The band appearing is Mark Locker's Shapeshifter, which takes a bit of saying, actually. Mark is on saxes, Hugh V. Williams is on bass, Jay Davies on drums, and they are playing original compositions from the trio members, alongside carefully chosen works by the likes of Bill Frisell, Joe Henderson and Paul Motion. Cabanas on Thursday night, the 28th, they're presenting a band called the Old Time Rags, the trio drawing on the traditions of vaudeville, music hall and street performances. I think that's the first time they've appeared, actually, at Cabanas, or it will be on Thursday. On to Leopold Square for their free gigs this weekend, both 2 o'clock starts. On Saturday, guitarist Danny Maddox with his Gypsy Jazz Group, and on Sunday, Danny Lowndes Hot Club, another guitarist with the Gypsy Jazz Group, so there's not an awful lot of variation there. But if you're looking for a bit more variation on Sunday afternoon, there is a gig at Kawa, the venue on Fullwood Road at Broomhill. There will be appearing Louie, a band that do make regular appearances at Cabanas and Leopold Square. I'd advise you to ring ahead for details on that. It could be an afternoon gig, it could be in the evening. They do seem to alternate there, and I don't know for certain what time this gig will be starting. And I don't know if there'll be a cover charge. So you might like to get in touch with Kawa on that Broomhill on Fullwood Road if you're thinking of going to that gig to see what the details actually are. Pianist Bill Charlap's career has come on leaps and bounds since he played at two different venues, both in Sheffield, during the same week some 20 years ago. Here he is with his usual trio, made up of the two Washingtons, Peter on bass and Kenny on drums. This was recorded at Sear Sounds in New York on the 25th of May 2021. It is the second composition written by Victor Young that we've had in today's programme. This was written in 1932 and was used as the title track for this album by Bill Charlap, Street of Dreams. Thank you. Bill Charlock rather keeping us on our toes as regards the ending to that track. Terrio Sandoval's new album, or his album from some... Oh, sorry, his new album, rather, features heavily Arturo Sandoval Jr. But here's Arturo Sandoval Sr.'s classic Latin big band album, Dia Diz, recorded between April and September in 2011. The arranger on this track coming up is Chris Walden, and we are also featuring here Zoe DeFrancesco, I can't get my words right today, on the Hammond B3. This is a Dizzy Gillespie composition, and it's called And Then She Stopped. We'll be right back. Arturo Sandoval having plenty of fun there on the muted trumpet, as were most of the trumpet players in the band. We're continuing with this album again for our next track. It was actually recorded, this album, in no less than 6 different studios, 3 in California, 2 in Florida, and 1 in New Mexico, all within the space of about, 5 months in 2011. 9 of the 11 tracks on the album were Dizzy Gillespie compositions, so almost inevitably, here comes another one. This is a track called Algo Bueno, which actually means something good in Spanish, but for some reason the track is also known as Woody and Me. Dan Higgins is the arranger and soloist on alto, and the trombone solo is by Andy Martin. Here then, once again, is Arturo Sandoval and his big band.
Thank you. only want what's the best thing for you, and the best thing for you would be me. I've been convinced, after thinking it through, that the best thing for me would be you. Every day to myself I say, point the way, what will it be? I ask myself, what's the best thing for you? And myself and I seem to agree that the best thing for you is me. Boo-boo-doo, boo-boo-doo.
Finishing us off on this first hour of Swing Time were Jackie Kane and Roy Kroll back in 1956 with The Best Thing For You from Irving Berlin's Call Me Madam. That's the end of the first hour of Swing Time here on Sheffield Live 93.2. I'm John Yule, Martel Coates to come.